This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, we send our peace and blessings upon all the prophets of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and especially the last of them, Muhammad al-Mustafa and his progeny, and those companions who followed their path. I'm your host, Sayyid Wahid Alawi, and welcome to another program of For a Better Life, here on IRIB English Radio. We were talking about psychological diseases and the causes of those psychological diseases within us and in our society. And we said that faith in God, the conviction and the belief in God, will help mankind to prevail against these psychological diseases. And the carnal soul, which guides you all the time towards materialism and false lust and desires. Similarly, faith in resurrection and afterlife removes the intolerable strain induced by the idea of absolute annihilation and extinction. Because as you guys know, as you dear brothers and sisters know, we have people out there who believe that after death there will be annihilation. But when they reach the last moments of their lives and their soul and spirit reaches their throat, you see that they struggle, and their eyes, their seeing, their visions become piercing, sharp. All the veils, the hujub, all those veils that prevailed in these societies of ours will be gone, and they will see the truth. And some of our mystic scholars saw the truth here on this earth prior to their own death. Death is a bridge. It is a threshold which links us to the next realm, to be able to go towards that realm. To reach that station, we have to pass death. The person with such a faith is convinced that at the threshold of death, the door to another world will open in front of him. And he will enter an eternal life in its everlasting bounties that cannot be compared with the joys of this world. This faith results in eliminating another agent of mental anxiety, which is the anguish of absolute non-existence. We do not believe in such a concept by the name of non-existence, or in Arabic called Adam. We do not believe in anything called Adam, non-existence. Everything that is, dear brothers and sisters, is wujud, existence. And Allah, He is the supreme existence. And our existence goes back to that real existence, which is the main source, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ayyuha an-nas antumul fuqara ila Allah wallahu huwal ghaniyul hamid. O mankind, says the noble Quran, says Allah, O mankind, you are the ones in need, in sheer need. And Allah, He is the one free from needs, the praiseworthy.
changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand there crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Thus, there is nothing called Adam or non-existence. Everything that is existence, and we are the manifestations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the sun and its rays, like the ocean and its waves. The waves gets their existence from the ocean. It is nothing except the water of the ocean. And the same goes for the rays of the sun. The rays gets and receives its existence from the sun, and it is nothing without the sun. Faith not only removes anxiety and stress from the human heart, it can also protect it from being overwhelmed by calamities and agitation and agony. The Noble Quran describes the role of faith in these words: if you have faith, do not yield to fear and sorrow, for you have an upper hand over the others on account of this asset of faith. Chapter 3, verse 139. This verse drives home the point that we have tried to make in these programs, that faith is a firm shield for the soul in its encounter with the agents of anxiety, stress, producing a certain immunity in the human being, a shield which helps you, defends you from those psychological diseases of our society, and especially a society which is dominated by the ideology of postmodernism, with its materialism and individualism and skepticism and relativism and all the other isms. It would be like a shield for you, dear brothers and sisters, producing a certain immunity and protection in the human being. If one should lack a complete faith, and should the agents of anxiety penetrate to the core of our soul, it is again faith by relying on which he or she can free his mind from the burden of agony and purge the effects of suffering from the tablet of the heart. Thus, if we even have lower levels of faith or iman, even those lower levels can help us and rescue us and free us from these burdens of the mind, these anxieties that affects us and gives us suffering. The glorious Quran says, in God's remembrance and reliance upon Him are at rest the hearts of those who have faith and do righteous deeds. Chapter 13, verse 28. And I would end with this verse, dear brothers and sisters. Till next time, may Allah's remembrance and reliance upon Him give us all faith and rest and tranquility. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Is all I need.
All I need.
Is all I need.
Is all I need.
All I need.
Oh, oh, oh,
oh. Is all I need. To be all I need. And I know that you see how much you you need to me. Cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.